Hello, everybody. Brian here from quantlabs.net. Just wanted to go through what's been happening as promised in the morning. Tuesday, December 18th. Today is 11:53 a.m., 12 hours after the previous video I just made. So when I run the P&L right now, let me just get that. I just created this last night. So we are up 4.93%. As what I thought, we would be up nearly 5% or thereabouts. Here you can see why. EOS, Ethereum has just been doing really well. XMR, Ethereum, there's been three positions there. And Waves, Ethereum has piled in as well. So that is pretty good. How many bat? Okay, so we got 26 positions. 1, 2, 3, 4 positions. Let me do that again. 1, 2, 3, 4 positions that are bad. Let me just pull up my calculator here. You know, I like my win ratio business. So checked a few hours ago, we were 85% win ratio. So we're at still about 84% win ratio. Ta-da. Now, the other thing that I think that may be useful, people are always looking for what are the best performing currently right now. The hourly movers right now, Bitcoin Cash at 7.63%, Waves at 5.88%, Bitcoin SV at 4.04%, Cardano 0.69, XRP at 0.3, and Binance Coin at 0.2, and Zcash at 0.04. A lot of these are doing a lot of whipsaws. So something I would not obviously, or I would take very serious look at before you take on trades. That's what the system does. So I have created another script that will basically create a minute by minute snapshot. It's right here called snap1m.py, snapshot for minute data. I've created three PNGs for the ones that all those positions were put on. So let's check out the current situation, what's going on with EOS, Ethereum. As you know, I can kind of roughly gauge on the time of these positions. I do track that. That is very, very important. So, for instance, we are at 9:33 a.m., closed at 9:33 a.m. Oh, I'm sorry. This does not look... So we have here one at 10:48 a.m., so that's maybe an hour, 11:15 a.m., so today is the 18th, 11:30 a.m., so these little bars right here are the movers, but this is the big winners. This is, of course, EOS. What I've noticed usually is when it does take off, it will get into a buying opportunity. The problem, though, is that the RSI takes a while for it to kick in. So you are looking at roughly three bars. But in here, as you're looking for those patterns that will be getting that large move, and then it just goes flat. So at the same time, it is able to still hang on to the strong momentum, and at some point it will drop off. As you can see here, that the SMA 20, SMA 50 does drop below the EMA 200. What happens? Boom, the volume goes up, RSI kicks in, and then the RSI goes into an undervalue, and then it can pop up. So there's different patterns here that you can look for. And another one here is roughly, we have it moving up, moves up, but then again, the volume will taper off very quickly, and then that's the high wick, and then it drops off. So there are some patterns that we can watch in real time if I chose to, but I choose not to at this point. The other thing is, oops, let me see the other PNGs that we can take a look at. So let's check out Waves Ethereum. So Waves Ethereum, again, another one situation here where it probably moved up at 3 p.m. our time, but the trend has been steadily moving up. These are hard conditions to trade in, and these are minute moves, as you all know. And once again, we have this bar here. I don't know what trigger that one. Here, when it gets into a tight consolidation, it will not, right about here where they cross, there is no form of, well, the RSI you could see is starting to pick up quite quickly at over 50, but then it really kicks in just about here. So again, that took about 3 minutes, but you still were able to ride up that trend on that large bar. And then again, sometime along here, the volume will dry up as people will take profit. Usually this is all algorithmic trades kicking in. This one's a mystery to me right now. And the momentum was able to stay fairly positive during this run-up, so I wouldn't be surprised. I could get a gauge of when this happened. That time I just showed you on the chart is the GMT, Greenwich Mean Time. So that's 11:08. So let me just see what that would be. So if it's 11 a.m., can never forget how many hours ahead to GMT. So that's EST to GMT. So that's at 4 p.m. roughly. So somewhere in here, it did move up and the positions were being added. Okay, so there's that. Let me just show you the one last chart. Okay, I think that would be XMR. Yeah, XMR, open, XMR, Ethereum, PNG. Here's the other one. See here, this is where it gets weird. These little gaps here are just not enough volume. That's why you probably don't get as much volume as you would get with, let's say, EOS Ethereum, because you could see there's consistent bars along the way in the chart. But here, it's minority of bars, but yet it was still able to make some cash, not a lot, in the world of 11:27 p.m. So that would be, how many hours was that ahead? That's 5 hours ahead. So if it's 11 a.m., that would be about 10 a.m. So maybe these bars or these bars are the movers. I'll have to sync up with the time on that. And that's pretty well it. Okay, I'm sure there's a lot of you out there probably saying, you know what, this is all BS. Well, guess what? Two stories from last night, or maybe this morning, I don't know the exact time. Now, remember, I did post about EOS last night. So over the last 24 hours, this is now for those on the podcast, big crypto recovery as EOS surges 35%. Can Bitcoin recover to $4,000? That's the title on CCN.com. So here is the lead for last 24 hours. The crypto market demonstrated one of the strongest single-day rallies since November as Bitcoin rebounded by more than 11%. EOS, which was the sixth most valuable cryptocurrency last week, ranked behind Tether. Stellar overtook Stellar with a staggering 35% price surge from $1.94 to $2.62. Since achieving its daily peak, had fallen to $2.62, closing the day at around 25%. What triggered the Bitcoin rally? Crypto and ERC experienced large gains in the range of 10 to 40%. Let me repeat that. What triggered Bitcoin rally? As the Bitcoin surged by most major crypto and ERC tokens experienced large gains in the range of 10 to 40%. We did witness that last night. Some analysis speculated that a squeeze of short contracts and margin trading platforms led most cryptocurrencies, including Bitcoin, that demonstrate extremely oversold conditions to endure a corrective rally. This is a well-documented, kind of like the Bloomberg of cryptocurrency, it looks. 10% surge rise reverse short-term trend of the market, breaking the trend of free-falling without significant sell pressure and volume. While Bitcoin could potentially rebound to 4 or 5K in weeks to come, cryptocurrency trader with an online alias CryptoDoc emphasized the macro trend is still bearish. Okay, so after all of that, let me just go to my download script here. So these are the latest trends, but here you have Bitcoin Cash, as I said, up 0.973, Waves up 6.16, Bitcoin SV 4.71, XRP at 0.44. And I keep saying the reason these top three that I've just mentioned will not get traded is because they don't hold the strong momentum that's needed. So we'll leave it at that for now. So there was one article I want to show you on ambcrypto.com. XRP and EOS show steep bull run explode above 13 and 22%. After bearish ordeal, cryptocurrency market is back on its track to bow down in front of the bull. All top 10 coins across the board are colored jolly green as Christmas approaches. Although all the tokens have shown tangible, laudable progress, XRP, EOS, XLM have given the bull a distinct market edge as they continue to soar above 10% each. At the time, XRP was above a massive 13.8% when the token was trading at 0.33 with huge market cap of 13.4 billion. Trading volume in the past 24 hours was 845 million. To me, this is all where the algos are kicking in and just kicking in the high gear. For me to be up 5% over 12 hours, I'm pretty happy with that. Now, again, that could be pure luck, but let me just continue in this article. It is clearly seen that the graph of the XRP picked up its performance of trading volume front across the day. Beginning of the 24-hour cycle, XRP had a total trading volume of 285 million. Today, progressive coin reached a pinnacle trading price of 0.34. Post this, as the price went down by a little margin, trading volume hiked even higher to reach 850 million as investor sentiment rose. So on that minute by minute, we can clearly see on the charts that I've shown, and that's what drives up the price. We get not huge profit, but we're getting them. In the case of EOS, the coin is currently by an inconceivable 22%, which is traded at an inflated price of 2.43 with market cap of 2.19 ZEOS. Here, its trading volume in 24 was calculated at 1.29 billion. EOS began the day by trading at a depreciated value of $1.99, wherein its market cap was evaluated to be 1.7 billion. 24 trading volume was a low figure at 563.3 at one point. The coin was a major move upward and reached a peak by the day at 2.57. By this time, the trading volume started to follow the hike and continued to rise as the price took a major downturn. The highest trading volume was 1.3 with the corresponding trading price was 2.44. So as I said, if you think that these results are BS, there's two articles here to back it up with the reason as well. So therefore, this could be pure luck for all I know, just based on the timing of things moving. But I will say that it does not look like to be luck because it's picking up those fast moves. And as I said, as long as you are achieving your rate of change of 1% every day, 7 days a week, you will, just by compounded interest, look that up. If you don't believe me, you can do quite well and build up an account very, very quickly and build it up in no time. As long as you're willing to put on a lot of money at high risk, if you really want to be aggressive. I'm not there yet. I'm just, like I said, just testing out the core. So where does this stand? Today is December 18th. If this continues with an excessive 1% goal rate of change every day on the P&L, you can expect that price increase that we've got the course coming up on the live intake starting January 7th. Let me go to it. What we're talking about, if you come to the store at quantlabs.net, this sort of thing can change your future, can secure your future. So if you come under the store at quantlabs.net, what we are referring to is this course that I am just pulling up right now. And what it is the Python 3 infrastructure building blocks with crypto, currently at 247. I am looking at, don't ask me if I double, triple this price after Christmas, come December 27th. Okay, so, and the other reason is you want to get in on this right away, because when we do the January 7th, Mondays and Thursdays, we'll cover each module, which you can go through here. You can go through the modules right now when you get this, and you'll be up and able to get your questions in for those sessions that will be live. Okay, live questions, so we can handle it and get everything up and running for you. When you learn how to build something in Python, be able to do it with open source technology, nobody can take that away from you. This is free technology. All you got to do is just get signed up to a good exchange like Binance. Another article I wanted to highlight, I did not actually, should have highlighted, was there was a report done. There were accusations done about all these exchanges, the big ones. If I go over to coinmarketcap.com, if you go to the exchanges tab, la 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 la, you go under rankings. Oh, let me just pull this up. There's two ranks here. You can see top 100 by adjusted value, top 100 by reported value. So I'll just go into the reported value and show you how a lot of these exchanges are BS in their volume. So right now you can see, I'm not going to, well, BitMEX, BitThumb, OKX, Huobi, Digi, Finex, and ZB. So that's adjusted. Binance is number 3. And then when you come under adjusted volume, don't ask me how they do the adjusted, you can clearly see that Binance is number 1. And then OKX, number 2. Huobi, number 3. Now, the key here in the news item I picked up last night was that the only two exchanges that do not inflate their volume when they report them is Binance and Bitfinex. And Bitfinex is number 10 with a very low volume at 300 million. And the Binance is at 900 million. So why would you go to an exchange that has one third of what Binance has and seems to be accurate and credible? So that's who I'm with. That's where all the data comes from. And they reported both Binance and Bitfinex were the only exchanges out there that did not inflate their volume. So that's all important. You want to keep it honest and credible, and that's what we've got here. And let me just check on to see how our P&L is working. So off it goes. We have 26 positions, so it's at 4.93. BIOS is still doing pretty good. All right, so there you go. Hopefully I'll help you out, and we shall talk to you later. I'll report back on anything new as the volume seems to drop off. If not, and I see new coins, I'll report just like I did today. Later.